You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Locked On Pac-12. There is no better place to get all of your Pac-12 conference news than here on the Locked On Pac-12 podcast, hosted by your girl, Cindy Robinson. Make sure you download the Locked On Pac-12 podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Today, I am riding solo, bringing you the most, updated news from Colorado. We're going to focus there just because we haven't talked about them a lot, and I'm trying to give some of these schools a little more shine than the usual USC, Oregon, and Oregon and Washington that we typically talk about on a regular basis. Your time with me isn't long, so let me get things going and start talking about Colorado and fall camp for them. One of the main things happening right now is this quarterback position battle. Probably one of the most intense parts of Colorado's fall camp is this quarterback battle. Honestly, I feel like a lot of schools are going through this right now with trying to solidify that starting QB position, and Colorado is one of those schools that's in the mix. They have freshman Brendan Lewis and sophomore JT Shrout in a neck-and-neck competition for that starting spot. Now, when it comes to experience, because this is how the breakdown is from Colorado themselves, the experience part, it goes like this. Brendan Lewis has more experience in Colorado. He was able to practice with them all last fall, and he made his first appearance in a college game in the Alamo Bowl. So, you know, that was his first college game, and he debuted with a 95-yard passing, 73-yard rushing effort, and he even got a touchdown. So in that situation, he stepped up, was able to fill in a role and prove that he can, you know, play in the mix even under pressure. Now, TJ Stroud doesn't necessarily have as much experience in Colorado, but he has more collegiate experience. He's a transfer from Tennessee, transferred from last January, and he's played 8 games with the Vols, 4 in last season, and then also has already had a collegiate start to his credit. So I would say they're almost neck and neck as far as, like, you know, not having as much collegiate experience. They're still both very young, not coming in with like a heavy veteran presence, but that's where they stand as far as official collegiate experience goes. These next few weeks are really going to be a determining factor of, like, who's going to get that starting spot when it comes September 3rd when they face, you know, Northern Colorado in their first game. Coach Carl Durrell did say he wants to name a starter before heading into that game, so you guys can expect to have an answer by then. But, you know, right now it's tough because the quarterback's coach, Danny Langsdorf, said he's been really pleased with both of them, which is a good problem to have because that means, you know, whoever is not your starter, your backup, will still be a solid choice in case anything happens. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a tough one. I don't know who I would choose at all because it's just a tough situation. I do think that the next few weeks, like I said, are going to be a determining factor because every day counts in camp for sure. The good thing is they are getting equal reps and equal opportunities in practice, so it's not like one is getting more than the other. They're both getting the opportunity to showcase what they can do, and they're being graded on every play according to the quarterback's coach. Regardless, it seems like a fair situation. At the end of the day, they are going to make sure that the best player is in that position as the starter, as any team would expect. I'm sure that as a fan, you have your favorite. You know, they have two different styles, but I do think that both of them will translate well into the game, whatever the case may, whoever is chosen as a starter and whatever the case may be. There's also two true freshmen behind them, Drew Carter and Jordan Wolverton. So the one good thing about that is, right, you have two players vying for that starting quarterback position, but you also have two players behind them, you know, getting this opportunity to develop seeing players develop from the, honestly, the beginning in a sense. And so they're right there along with them learning as well. Colorado, you're in good hands as far as, you know, I'll say you're in good hands as far as the quarterback position, because yes, it's going to be a building year, but you have receivers and running backs and your O-line and other positions that will help move them along. I don't think you're at a total loss right now, but yeah, it's a little bit of a struggle, but I think you'll be okay. So don't stress too much. I honestly want to revisit this conversation in a few weeks with Brian Brown or Michael Luke, just so that they can give a more in-depth analysis of the players and what they think. And hopefully we'll have an answer about who will actually be taking that starting spot. Coming up next, we'll be discussing the running backs position. But I need to let you know about a little secret. So I'm someone who sweats a lot. It's natural, but it's not necessarily the best thing in certain environments. Yeah, fine to sweat when you're working out. Not so fine to sweat when you're going out with friends or giving a presentation. So for those of you that may struggle like me with sweating, then this product will be perfect for you. It is called Sweat Block. First, you need to know it's doctor created and doctor recommended, and it works for up to 7 days per use. So it's a dry shirt guarantee, and here's how it works. It's a stronger and more effective than most clinical antiperspirants, and you simply apply it at night before bedtime. You go to bed, the next morning you wake up, wash, and go about your day without worrying about sweat. Now, I would not guarantee this to you if I didn't trust in it myself. Again, I said I'm a heavy sweater and I hate the idea of sweating through shirts and my nice clothes. It's one thing to sweat at, you know, when you're working out, because that's the purpose, but it's not so nice when you're just trying to have a nice day in a cute outfit, right? So I know it sounds too good to be true, but it's the truth. Like, this is a great product. You don't have to worry about sweating through shirts and staining them and all that good stuff. So if you or someone you love is dealing with this, you have to check out Sweatblock. You can get it today for 20% off at sweatblock.com with promo code LOCKEDON or at Amazon and CVS. Continuing on with fall camp updates from Colorado. Look, Buffalo fans, I know we do not give you enough content about your Colorado Buffaloes, but we are going to make sure we do that more often throughout this season. I am going to start that here today. We are keeping this show all about Colorado. Now we're focusing on the running backs. The great thing for Colorado fans is this position, you guys are solid. You have a solid running back room, and it's a lot to work with there, I'll say. So first, you have last year's Pac-12 leading rusher and offensive player of the year in Jarek Broussard. You know, he burst onto the scene with 895 yards and 5 touchdowns in 6 games, finishing 3rd in the nation with a 149.2 average. And they have Alex Fontenot, the Buffs' leading rusher in 2019. He rushed for 870 yards and 5 touchdowns. And then you have a lot of young talent coming in, that's including Ashad Clayton. He had 31 yards and 2 touchdowns in just 3 games last year. Joe Davis had 37 yards last season. Jale Stacks, he's versatile and he can play fullback. And then you have Deion Smith, who is returning from a knee injury. But the best thing about this is that, you know, you're coming off of a season where the Buffaloes, as a team, rushed 212.3 yards per game, average that. That was 3rd best in the Pac-12 and 23rd in the nation. So, you know, while Colorado doesn't get a lot of love and attention, there is a lot of talent there and definitely worth, I would say, worrying about for the Pac-12. The Colorado offensive coordinator says he loved the way that the Buffaloes ran the football, and anytime you can go over a 200 in a game, especially in the Pac-12 conference consistently, that's a chance to win football games, period. So one major thing has been developing the talent in that room. Like I said, there's a lot of young talent available for the running backs, and it's clear that that has been one of the focus on, you know, this season and preparing in this offseason, the offensive coordinator made it very clear that it's great having Alex back, getting some of those younger players involved and seeing them develop throughout this offseason is huge and great for that offense. We're definitely going to be seeing, I think, more of them in the rotation this season. So despite all the talent in the room, you can definitely still look for Jerick Broussard to be the leading back this season. One good thing is he's shed his knee braces, and he's definitely still have the speed, quickness, and acceleration where he needs it. But do not be surprised if you see some of them other backs that were mentioned have more of a role this season and just be a part of that offense more often. For those of you that may still be doubting Colorado football and what these running backs can do, just know that they're being coached by Darian Hagan, who has been described as one of the most consistent and productive running back coaches in college football. He has developed talent such as Hugh Charles, Rodney Stewart, Philip Lindsay, and Trevon McMillan. So I think it's safe to say that the running backs are in good hands, and we're only going to see another productive year from not only Broussard, but some of those other names in the mix. Hopefully Alex Fontenot is able to get back to what he was able to do in 2019. Still to come, we're going to pivot away from offense and talk about Colorado's defense. Now, if you're into betting, you need to go on and head over to betonline.ag because that is where you will want to put all your bets in this college football season. If you're looking to get in on some betting action, betonline.ag is the place for you. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything. And whether it's for your classic or daily driver, you can get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Now, we have to switch focus because we've been talking all offensive positions, and now we're heading on over to the defense to talk that defensive line. Now, the defensive line coach and defensive coordinator, Chris Wilson, has very strong thoughts about how a defensive line should be. His statement is, when your fronts become great, your teams become great. And he really focused on the fact that every place that he's been where they won championships, they are dominant up front. So they have to get guys to go more in that direction. Chris Wilson boasts working with teams from elite college programs and also Super Bowl champion NFL franchises. So he knows what he's talking about. He definitely has the mindset of the fronts are the foundation. That's what it kind of comes off as. And I agree with that because your quarterback can't play well when your offensive line sucks. Your defense is trash if your defensive line sucks, quite honestly, right? So all of that makes sense, that your lines are pretty much your foundation. good news for you Buffalo fans is that you have two returning starters that provide a good foundation for that defensive line, and that's Terrence Lang and Jalen Sammy. So first, talking about Terrence Lang, he's 6'7", 285 pounds, and he was second team preseason All Pac-12 pick by Phil Steele. So that's already telling you where the mindset is about like who Lang is going to be for this team. In 2019, he had his best season with Colorado. He finished with 6 sacks and 9 third down stops. And then last season, he led all of Colorado's defensive linemen in snaps played with 304. So this year, there's high expectations for him, and they definitely expect for him to level up and become that next level lineman. Carl Durrell, head coach, said that he's seeing a great level of maturity in Lang. And definitely thinks that there's so much more to come from the defensive lineman. He basically said, you haven't seen the best of his game yet. You saw glimpses of it because he's such a good athlete. Now the mental side of the game, his football knowledge and his role in understanding the defensive system is really going to enhance it even more. So we're excited to watch him play. While having athletic ability is very important in the sport of football, so is the mental side and really understanding your role and the position you play and how the defensive line moves together. So definitely looking forward to seeing Terrence Lang play. Another one to look out for is the 6'6", 325-pound Jalen Sammy. Now, he's looking to bounce back from a 2020 season filled with injuries. He played just 166 snaps last season in 5 games. But in 2019, his first year on the field for Colorado, he had a critical role in the Buffalo's interior as a run stopper, and he had 411 plays on defense, including 25 tackles, 2 for loss. So Sammy has trimmed down, gained muscle, and expected to be having a breakout year just like Lang. There are a few more returning that, you know, may be of intrigue for you as a Buffalo fan. Naeem Rodman, who is 6'2", he's a 300-pound sophomore. He's had 3 career starts to his credit, but this spring has definitely been making sure he's getting those reps in and being a part of the defense early, so he's actually making a difference ahead of season. And then other returnees with some experience are Janaz Jordan, Justin Jackson, and Lloyd Murray Jr. They're all excited about getting out there this season. And there's some newcomers in Tyus Martin and Ryan Williams. They're 2 freshmen with big potential. Honestly, from what we've discussed today about Colorado, from the quarterbacks to the running backs to the defensive line, there's some bright spots there. And I do think that Colorado might shock a few teams this year. They're not expected to be top of Pac-12, but I definitely think we will see some upsets on behalf of Colorado, because it's easy to, you know, look past teams that may not have the caliber of athletes that some of these other teams have. But all you need is some hard work, and you just never know what you can see, and, you know, never know what players may come up with. That's the best part about football. It is an any given Saturday situation for college football. But yeah, if you are into betting, I want to encourage you to check out the new Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. You can get your daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. So follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. Also follow Locked On Pac-12 podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. And then follow along on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12 and @_CindyRobinson. Other than that, make sure you stay locked on the Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.